At a correction, it is 7:22. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. Thanks for checking in today. Hopefully I didn't mess up your morning. We have more news, traffic, and weather coming your way at the bottom of the hour. But right now, let's talk a little financial news with Bill Roller from BR Capital. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. When you said correction, I automatically looked at my stock ticker, but we're actually having a good day here.
Well, that's good news. What's happening in the stock market?
Well, the best news is the U.S. economy added 222,000 new jobs, big hiring surge in June, which economists only expected 180,000 new jobs. So, you know, it's pretty good for late in the business cycle like we are. So maybe this will continue.
Well, I hope so, because several people have announced some layoffs, and that includes what, Nike?
Well, Nike announced some. Microsoft also announced kind of reconfiguring their sales force.
Yeah.
The creative destruction of capitalism marches on.
Well, wasn't that mostly worldwide, not necessarily here in Oregon?
Well, you're talking about for Nike or for
Nike and or Microsoft?
Yeah, well, it looks like there's some kind of, you know, the whole global economy, a little bit of retrenching going on out there. You know, since most of the product development is done here, for both companies, they haven't really touched that. But, you know, moving the goods and services to the people in foreign lands, those seem to be the functions taking the hit.
All right, let's go. We're hearing good news here, obviously, with the jobs report. How about we hop across the pond to over in England area, and they've been talking about the, what do you call it, the Brexit?
Merry old England, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been talking Brexit. You know, that's somewhat... it was when it happened back in November when the election was held for Brexit, that looked pretty strong. So about a month ago, Theresa May tried to solidify her majority and ended up having to form a coalition government because they took the hit. So Brexit's not looking like such a done deal over there, and I'm not really sure why or whether it was just kind of a little bit of pushback there and you know, better. The opposition's getting better funded.
Is that going to stabilize their money over there?
Well, it actually it was good for the pound. You know, it kind of took the hit for a few weeks and then started to recover. You know, as the market kind of said, well, geez, the UK is better off on its own, you know, decoupled from the euro. I mean, it's always been decoupled, but, you know, with less economic integration. It seems to have been good for their economy so far, but, you know, jury's still out.
How is the market reacting to President Trump's trip over to Germany and stuff?
It seems to be generally positive, the whole G20 meeting over there. And he certainly got a big lift from his press conference and visit there to Warsaw, Poland. Now the market's kind of looking at, okay, how does he get along with Vladimir Putin? Whether those two are going to be like two scorpions in a jar or not. I think it's overall very positive. I mean, there's some other macro issues going on there. Kind of what got lost was President Trump made a big push to Europe to buy American petroleum, buy American crude, buy natural gas, saying, you know, why worry about geopolitical games from the Soviet or from the old Soviet, from the Russians, when you can get it from us?
Yeah, exactly. And it's probably better grade, too.
And it certainly helps our balance of trade. So why not?
Yeah, exactly. Because we make some pretty darn good products here in the United States. And we have the best oil and gas. So there you go.
And plenty of it. Lots of fracking going on. Yes.
Yeah. There's still, of course, the concerns, you know, the ecological rebounding and protesting going on there. But let's talk a little bit about Greece. We haven't talked about them for a while, probably a couple of months. How have they stabilized after redoing their money situation?
Well, it's mixed. They kind of stabilized there, and then about a month ago, they were talking about what they were going to do to make another payment on bailout funds, you know, with the coalition led by Germany. And there's still some pushback on that. You know, I think there's going to be another series of talks in about another month as they deal with that. But I mean, this is going to be an issue really for the next 5 years with Greece. And it's not going to be a problem that's going to be solved anytime soon. And certainly you've been hearing about bank bailouts in Italy. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of stress going on there, which is sort of off the news, but certainly occurring. And it's not an easy fix problem, just given the structure of the European Union.
Well, also like the big recession that we had in 2008, it took us a while to get out of it as well, but we did do it.
Well, that's right. And you could argue that in a lot of ways, historically what happened after the 1930s, I think was Andrew Mellon who famously said to Franklin Roosevelt, liquidate everything, liquidate the banks, liquidate the property owners, that creative destruction, get capital out of weak hands into strong hands. And, part of the problem in Europe is they haven't been willing to do that and make financial bank shareholders take the pain of bank failures. So they kind of continue this bailout when generally what works better is to take the pain quickly, get it over with, and get productive again. And that certainly has not happened in Europe.
In any economy, when a business is run badly and they fail, we should let them fail, right?
Generally, I mean, that's very hard-hearted. But then, you get the political implications where, all those people are voters. So they call their congressman and say, please bail us out. Don't let us fail. And that tends to distort that economic realignment.
Yeah, but in a bailout, though, that's everyone pitching in to save a business that was run badly.
Well, that's right. But the problem is businesses get more mature, more of their assets get deployed in political lobbying in terms of creating productive products.
Yeah.
So that helps to distort it.
That's kind of crazy how that works. the world economy, it's going to affect us as well. And we have to kind of shield ourselves from their collapse that we kind of already went through. And hopefully we're strong enough that we can maintain where we are.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's the one of the advantages and disadvantages of an integrated economy, global economy.
I mean, we have our economy, and then there's the world economy, and we're all kind of intermixed because a lot of our companies ship out to other countries.
Well, certainly that's true. With as global supply chains have gotten more integrated, the effects of economic problems get transmitted very quickly from one economy to the other.
Absolutely. He is Bill Roller, and he's at BR Capital. And the phone number to get a hold of you?
800-562-7096 or online, brcapitalinc.com.
Have a great month.